Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Safe Harbor by Luann Rice, performed by Tanya Eby. Prologue. The wind blew hard, whipping Newport Harbor into whitecaps. Dana Underhill peered beneath the brim of her cap, assessing the situation. This was the last day of sailing lessons. All the kids were supposed to race against each other. She and Lily would hand out trophies, and the summer would be over. "Come on, Dana," the kids called, impatient to start. "It's getting rough," she said, watching to see whether the harbor master would hoist small craft warnings. "Please, Dana, come on, you taught us right. What good are sailing lessons if we can't handle a little chop?"
"Yeah, Dana, please."
"You know we can do it." "What do you think?" Dana asked, glancing across the Boston Whaler. Her younger sister Lily's blonde hair formed a wild kinetic halo in the wind. Even at 18 and 20, they were inseparable. Sailing was their passion. Teaching racing to wealthy young Newporters was just their summer job to pay for the art school they attended together. "Summer's not officially over till we hand out these trophies," Lily said, as the boat rocked. The small fleet of blue jays jostled against the floating docks at the Ida Lewis Yacht Club. The sails were already rigged, the two-person crews installed beneath the exuberantly swinging booms. The sound was deafening. Halyards clanking, sails thwacking, lines slapping. The young sailors were a study in grace under tension. Many summered on Bellevue Avenue or Ocean Drive, attended the finest prep schools, seemed, with zeal foreign to Dana, to consider competition a way of life.
"We sailed to the Vineyard last weekend and much worse," Polly Tisdale called.
"My father said if I don't come home with a trophy, don't come home," Hunter Whitcomb said. "Race or die."
"Yikes," Dana said.
"Do fathers really say that?" Lily whispered.
"Not ours," Dana said. The sisters had learned to sail at Hubbard's Point, Connecticut, a sweet and comfortable family beach that was a far cry from yachting life in Newport. Dana paused, crouched at the helm of the Boston Whaler, admitting to herself once again that she and Lily were the wrong instructors for this job, when her eyes fell upon Sam Trevor.
"Our boat's going to win," he said,
his glasses crooked and his grin braces bright, as he stared with open adoration at Dana. The youngest kid in class, Sam had the
sample complete. Ready to continue?